A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. A few pieces that don't quite seem to hang together as tightly as they could, especially when what follows will be an extended back and forth distinguishing the righteous and the wicked, the faithful and the unbeliever. Now that seems to be a bit set up there in verse 3, right? That the integrity of the upright guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroy them. That's the theme that will continue running on. That's not where we begin, and there's a little bit of bouncing around here at the start. Verse 1, though, it really deserves to be pondered on its own at length. It is, as much as anything we've seen so far, one of those dwell on this thoughts, ruminate on this thoughts, tie it to your forehead and let it just remind you all day long who your God is. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. Abomination is a word reserved in the Old Testament for the absolute worst of the worst, the things that are so far against what God is, who God is, what He has designed this world to be, that there is no place for them. There really is no salvation for the abomination itself. Now, He can save us through and from our own abominations, but He will not save the sin, right? He'll save the sinner, but not the sin. The abomination itself must be gotten rid of because it is counter. It is against who God is. It is evil. Now, I'm not sure if we can believe in evil these days in our land. And we can't believe in truth, I can tell you that. We can believe in truthiness, right? And fake news is only encouraging this, that there is a grain of truth and a grain of falsehood in everything that we say everywhere. It's all relative anyway, right? I mean, that's just your interpretation. That idea has been around quite a while now. And along with attacking the ability to believe in truth, and maybe even worse, it has attacked this ability that we can believe something is actually evil, that we can believe something is actually wrong, that we can believe something is actually ugly or incomplete or false. Is all art good art just because someone did it? Or are there things in this universe that are not good art? Is that possible? Can we say that? Do we have that kind of objectivity? And our Lord, well, He believes in abominations. He doesn't like them. So yeah, there are things that are abominable. But what He delights in is the opposite of that. And then so what does it all boil down to? Where's the root? It's in the balance. It's in the weight. It's in the measure. It's in the design. It's in the honesty. So this balance, this is talking about metal exchange, right? Monetary exchange, bartering, coins. And so you would get this coin of silver or gold and you try to buy something and the merchant would get out his little measuring weight scale to see if there's false metal alloy in the coin. Is it really all gold? And he would be able to know because he'd know how much a pure gold coin of that size would be, or a pure silver coin or pure copper coin, whatever. You get the idea, right? So you're balancing it to see if it's really a pure metal or has it been tampered with? Is it counterfeit? And that's the thing that the Lord calls an abomination, the counterfeit, the deception, the lie. And the just weight, that's honesty. That's the truth. That's what's real. The false balance is what Adam chose. By a lie to try to make himself more than he really was. And the just weight is what our Lord Jesus has done, hanging on the tree, a meet and proper sacrifice. The balance to good and evil, to tip the scales for humanity back into goodness. It's a beautiful verse. You could dwell on it for a long time. Verse 2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, is sort of like secondary, right? So pride is not the greatest sin. Pride is the result of the greatest sin, which is unbelief. Unbelief is the greatest sin. And then with unbelief comes pride, and with pride comes disgrace. Because your pride will never be proven to be what you think it is. You are not as good as you think you are. And so far as you're in the flesh, you never will be. But with the humiliated one, when you hear the word humble, you can't hear it as like something you can achieve. Being humble is not a work. Being humble is an honest assessment of the problem. The humiliated one is or has wisdom. Because you see things as they really are, as opposed to the proud who don't. They see a false version. So you're back on honesty and falsehood again, right? You're back on balance and the dishonest scale. In this then, knowing that, the Lord is all about truth and always against evil. That thing that will guide you in your faith is integrity, which is, again, an honest assessment of both your own good and evil and an honest assessment of the one who rightly hung the antidote to the balance for you on the cross. It is the crookedness of the treacherous that do not want to see that one who became crooked in our place as the answer to all things, and it's the rejection of that cross that will destroy them. They want to believe in their pride. They want to believe that their false counterfeit weights are in fact good enough. They want to lift up their filthy rags as if they are robes of righteousness. And this will be destruction to all unbelief. And lest we forget where the world will obviously go once it begins down the path of self-justification, once the false scales are being used to judge how good I really am, where are you ultimately going to look? To how much you've built, to how big is your castle? How much have you gained? He who has the most toys when he dies wins. So the old saying goes, riches do not profit in the day of wrath. Mammon, stuff, things, what you get here, it holds no value on the day you die. But righteousness, justification, Jesus, he delivers from death.